Detective chief fired for arresting Bowen as a Fagan suspect. Atlanta Constitution. Wednesday, May 7, 1913. Former Atlantan, who was taken into custody in Houston, Texas, early on Monday night. Released after an investigation by chief of police department, who says he is convinced of his innocence. Bowen was in Chinero on day of the murder. He tells detectives his father, Cal Bowen, of Noonan Gay, received a message last night from his son, declaring that he had been fired. Bowen is well connected in Georgia, and his friends are indignant over his arrest. Paul P. Bowen, former Atlantan, who was arrested in Houston, Texas, Monday night on suspicion of being connected with the Fagan murder mystery, as told in the Constitution Extra Tuesday morning, was released from custody last night and declared guiltless by the police chief of that city. George Payton, chief of the detective force, who led the arresting party, has been discharged as a result of the arrest, on the ground that he exceeded his authority in taking Bowen into custody. Until 9 or 10 months ago, Paul Bowen lived in Atlanta, and his reputation in this city was of the best, employers and friends speaking a good word for him on Tuesday afternoon. His father and many relatives live in Noonan Gay, and are among the best people in that section of the state. Mr. Bowen, late Tuesday night, received a telegram from his son in Houston announcing that he had been given his freedom. Bowen freed. Arrestor fired. Here is the story from the Constitution's correspondent in Houston of the release of Bowen and of the discharge of George Payton, Chief of Detectives, Houston, Texas, May 6th, special. Paul Peniston Bowen, a railroad clerk, formerly of Atlanta Joe A., who was arrested Monday night by Chief of Detectives George Payton, Detective Hilton, and Night Chief of Police Gordon Murphy, for the purpose of an investigation which the departmental officials thought would connect him with the murder of Mary Fagan, aged 14 years in Atlanta, was released from custody late Tuesday afternoon by the order of Chief of Police Ben S. Davison. Chief Payton was discharged this afternoon as a result of the arrest. Bowen's arrest came after an investigation. The rest of this article is on page 2 of the Constitution, which is unavailable. Ed.